BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
5:11, fear. Apostle Paul continues his logic with a transitional statement. Since then, we know what it is like to fear the Lord. We try to persuade men. Fear is the Greek noun phobos. The English words fear and terror are used to translate several Hebrew and Greek words. In the Old Testament, the most common word used is ya'ar, such as in Isaiah 7:25 and Jonah 1, verses 10 and 16. In the New Testament, the word used most often is phobos, which means fear or dread or terror, such as in Matthew 28:4 and Luke 21:26 and this verse. Religious fear, unlike secular fear, is the fallen human response to the presence of God. Some Christians tend to de-emphasize the fear of God in the New Testament by placing the love of God above the fear of God. There is indeed a great emphasis on the love of God in the New Testament. However, the element of fear was part of the proclamation of the early church. Paul admonished believers to work out their salvation with fear and trembling in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. The early church grew in numbers as they, quote, lived in the fear of the Lord, according to Acts 9:31. The fear of God is related to the love of God. The revelation of God to people in the New Testament contains the element of God's mysterious otherness, calling for reverent obedience. The New Testament church stands in awe and fear of the presence of the Holy God, for fear is, quote, the whole duty of man, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. Paul's summary statement about knowing what it is to fear the Lord relates back to all standing before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the thoughts and actions committed while in this life, verse 10. Paul says, quote, we, including himself. Does your conscience and confession of faith in the Jesus include the knowing the fear of the Lord? Some of this is from Charles F. Marlanti from the Holy Bible Dictionary.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the